In the playoffs, they're gonna be there, and David Moyes, they know what it takes to get to the semifinal, to a final, so they're gonna be, you know, convinced that they can beat us for sure. Then what happened on the pitch? In the pitch, it depends on the players, characters, on the day, you know, how good you are, how do you, you know, the basics. You know, for long periods yesterday, I thought the game was okay. I didn't see them losing. Swansea was doing the bid, but then something happened and you lose the game. Why? You never know. But I think, you know, I don't want to concentrate too much on what is happening on there. I want to focus on us, keep getting better. No mistakes at the back. Clinically in front of goal. And then I'm sure we're going to improve and win football games.
Gus, when you were playing and then managing, did you have a pecking order in terms of FA Cup, League and League Cup? Was one more important than the other?
Well, me, I always wanted to win the league, but I never won it. So I don't know if that helped you, because it didn't matter really what was my priority, because I didn't win the league. I think it's difficult to plan. I think the idea for us is, like I said before, just enjoy the nicest part of this season. You know, this season has been so hard for everybody. Now we've got one bit to enjoy and to try to do something special. Let's focus on that. No. Pick what is better for us.
And it can have a spin-off in terms of actual your league performances as well.
I'm sure. It's all about playing, that word that we use so much, confidence, and, you know, which where you can get more confident from, you know, that beating Manchester United or getting to a final. Then you should be flying and desperate to play football and win football matches. So let's see what we're going to do.
Must be difficult planning for the game, because their form's all over the shop. Do you sort of put that down to the fact the new manager has come in, it takes a while for his new ideas to settle in, or do you feel as though, you know, when Fergie left, that team was actually going to be in transition in any case?
Difficult to say. Difficult to make an opinion. What is true, that of course the manager needs a little bit of time. There is a few players that they are missing, that they are so important. I mean, if you talk about Van Persie last year, oh my God, what a difference he makes, or Rooney right now. So let's not forget that. Then I'm sure that time will tell. So I prefer not to make an opinion on that.
And how much did your team selection for the Carlisle game have with a bearing for the Manchester United match?
A little bit. A little bit. The changes, probably. You know, I had very good players on the bench, and I decided to give Duncan and Ba the option to play, which, you know, if the result was different, people would probably be killing me today. But because everything went all right, it looked like a clever move. But I'm used to those post-result comments. So the idea was to show that we can count in a few youngers in the future, and maybe that would be important for us.
As a manager, is this your biggest test, trying to get Sunderland into a League Cup final?
I don't know if it's going to be bigger than save them from relegation, but so far, yes, probably. It would be fantastic for us.
And you talk about a special atmosphere tomorrow night. How much of a role have the fans got to play as well, with being the home leg first?
I think it's always important. It doesn't matter who you are, who you play for, how experienced you are. When you come into a place that you can't even talk to your teammates, I can tell you that it's difficult. So let's hope that's the case.
And you said before the Carlisle game, cup competitions are all about making players into winners.
I mean, win games. If you win games constantly, you become a winner for sure. Sooner or later, you want to have a silverware. So let's try to win this one.